The God of All Comfort by Hannah Whittall Smith. Chapter 1. Why this book has been written. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. I was once talking on the subject of religion with an intelligent agnostic, whom I very much wished to influence. And after listening to me politely for a little while, he said, "Well, madam, all I have to say is this. If you Christians want to make us agnostics inclined to look into your religion, you must try to be more comfortable in the possession of it yourselves. The Christians I meet seem to me to be the very most uncomfortable people anywhere around. They seem to carry their religion as a man carries a headache. He does not want to get rid of his head, but at the same time it is very uncomfortable to have it, and I, for one, do not care to have that sort of religion." This was a lesson I have never forgotten, and it is the primary cause of my writing this book. I was very young in the Christian life at the time of this conversation, and was still in the first joy of my entrance into it, so I could not believe that any of God's children could be as uncomfortable in their religious lives as my agnostic friend had asserted. But when the early glow of my conversation had passed, and I had come down to the dullness of everyday duties and responsibilities, I soon found from my own experience, and also from the similar experiences of most of the Christians around me, that there was far too much truth in his assertion, and that the religious life of most of us was full of discomfort and unrest. In fact, it seemed, as one of my Christian friends said to me one day, when we were comparing our experiences, as if we had just enough religion to make us miserable. I confess that this was very disappointing, for I had expected...